Hey, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Features Energy. Today we have a fabulous guest, and I hope you really like speaking to come back. His website, Garage Fire Films, has a ton of movies on it. People, you can check it out. But we're only here to discuss one because I'm really bad and I should have watched more. We could have had him longer. The film we're here to discuss is called Handled and Vinny
Pagano.
Pagano. Ah, so close. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
So I want to start at the beginning, man. I love this thing. Like, do you get people coming up to you and go, wow, this is awesome?
Thank you. Thank you. A couple of people, like when it came out, it's been out now for 2 years. So it was actually interesting that you even, when you messaged me about this, cause I hadn't even really thought about the film for a while. I know I posted about it cause it was like, you know, the 2 year anniversary. But it's been a while.
So it's a short film, obviously. I mean, do you find after you make a short, people like are interested, obviously, when you do the festival circuit, I get that. And then people forget about it?
Ironically, actually, for this one, I actually didn't do the festival circuit. I just put it out mainly because there's some music I used that I didn't have permission for. And I really, there was a Courtney Barnett song. She's a really great singer-songwriter. And I just really loved the song in there. And I didn't really want to change it. So I just didn't bother submitting it. But I'm sorry, what was the second part of the question?
Do people forget about the short after it did get on the festival circuit? I mean, how do you keep promoting your work?
Yeah, usually it's... I usually do it kind of like on either anniversaries or if I have like extra content that I didn't put out, like I had put like a Facebook post a couple of days ago, kind of showing some like behind the scenes photos that I never posted at the time. So that's like a nice way to sort of like, you know, bring it back up and then include the link to the film.
So how do you market your shorts? I mean, it's hard being a short film other than people like myself obviously go, yeah, it's really cool. I want to interview you about it. How do you promote when you're not doing this?
So a lot of times like I promote on, I have two Twitter accounts, one personally at Vinny Pagano, one at Garage Fire Films. I have a Instagram account in my name and a Facebook account in my name. And what I try to do is I try to, I usually kind of start with like teaser photos and or posters, or like some behind the scenes photos kind of like leading up to it. And then as I get closer to actually releasing it, I usually start to get a little more, aggressive, you know, trying to release like maybe one thing, a new post, like every day or something, maybe like the week of. And then a lot of times what I'll do is when I'll release the film, I will, I don't know, it's good to admit this, but like I'll text a lot of people being like, hey, you know, the short's out, you know, if you wouldn't mind giving it a like, I'd really appreciate it. Just kind of hope that people dig it.
Hey, I have the same issue with doing an interview, man. I need promotion, man. I could tease it if you want, but until it's actually out, people don't really check me out, you know?
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes. So, go ahead.
No, sorry. I definitely don't, you know, I don't like to really, I don't really spend much money. Because I should say, I don't spend any money making any of these films, the films on my website. Like, meaning I do everything. Like, I'm the writer, producer, director. I shoot it. I edit it. I light it. In some cases, I compose the music. Not in the case of Handled. I use some like royalty-free stuff and then a real song. I pretty much am kind of like run and gun, and I don't really have a budget. So that's why I try to do as much as I can myself. And I don't really pay for, you know, paid stuff.
I want to back this up with just a bit. That's a lot. You like drop this gigantic cluster bomb and go, here you go, interview, do something with this. So you don't pay the actors, but you must pay catering, or you cook your own food.
Well, sometimes like I will, like, you know, whether it's depending on the time of day, like, you know, one time I made like egg sandwiches for everybody, you know, and I also, I break stuff up. Like for my very first short that I shot, Deleting, I did have like really long days. It was just, I believe it was like 3 days, but they were like full days. And after that, I realized it's not really fair because I'm asking people for their time. And they were generous enough to give it. And obviously like I fed them, you know, I would bring like sandwiches or something like that. But what I started doing after that was I actually try to break stuff up where I basically shoot maybe a scene or two and that's it for the day. So I try to not let like a shoot exceed, you know, 3-4 hours in a day. And then that way I don't feel, you know, as bad about being like, hey, you know, do you want to be a part of this?
Okay. Yeah. We can get into your actual movie now because I can relate this perfectly. So in Handled, you definitely have a morning shift. I see you have an afternoon shift and you have an evening shift. Now, did that work for you then shooting in those different scenes?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember now because God, it's been so long. I don't remember the order, but yeah, I definitely, and even sometimes like when it's morning, afternoon, night, it doesn't even mean I did all of the night in one day, all of the morning one day.
Right,
sometimes
I understand that.
Right, yeah, the nights like could be broken up into a couple of different nights. But yeah.
So as a director, and you want to shoot, let's say, a 2-day shot, and you know you're going to shoot night scenes for 2 days, how do you know when you're going to stop? I mean, if somebody makes a mistake and you only want to shoot 3 hours, you're not getting the right lighting, what do you do in that situation?
So do you mean like when I'm going to stop for the day, or do you – sorry.
Yes. You're going to say, okay, we're going to shoot 4 hours today, and you're not getting the right lighting, and you're getting near the end. You say, okay, that's a wrap, and then you pick it up the next day when you know the lighting is going to be right, or what do you do in that situation?
So what I try to do is, because again, this is like when I first started doing this, like 4 years ago, I'm sure I'm not alone in this. I absolutely did not, I underestimated how much time things take. And I'm still learning. I mean, I'm always learning, obviously, in every facet of this business, but I've started to kind of learn how long things truly take. And so I do try to like allot the proper amount of time. You know, I know it's like that. It's kind of, I guess, kind of a cliche now, you know, like a page of dialogue is usually about an hour of shooting. But honestly, sometimes I even think of like, oh, it's probably more like an hour and a half for me because I'm doing most everything alone with the exception of, you know, somebody helping me with sound and basically being my boom op.
So just, I want to walk through your set, just so people can understand. So you're standing there, you're holding the camera yourself. You don't have a DOP of any kind other than you.
Right. Most of the time I do stuff on sticks. Like if you'll notice in Handle, there are a couple of like the shaky cam kind of shot, but that's me using a shoulder rig. But yeah, so yes, I'm always behind the camera in all of my shorts.
And are you doing the lighting too and makeup and costuming?
So in the case of Handle, because it's on Halloween, I actually did have help. My co-producer, Gloria Rose, she helped me completely with all the makeup and the costuming. And my wife is nice enough before I start shooting. I always have like actors send me pictures of all like potential outfits. And my wife helps me because I know the viewers can't see, but I should not be trusted with fashion at all. So she is nice enough to help me kind of go, oh, you know, I think maybe this might, or like, you know, this is more realistic looking, or, oh, someone who works in this job would wear this. So in that sense, you know, she helps me with that. And then my co-producer helped a lot with getting the women in makeup, you know, Halloween makeup.
You have grainy footage right off the top of the film, and I think that gives it a very distinct look to set the mood. How did you do your grainy footage?
I don't remember specifically, but I definitely, I'm so big into tutorials. Like a lot of times it's just, I just go, if I want to do something, I just look up how to do it and then I do it.
YouTube, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, YouTube. And I know I edit in Premiere. So I'm sure I played with like the noise and grain and, cause I wanted it to have that like 80s, you know, retro kind of look to it. So
now you do have that look, but I find it, this could just be a guy that watches way too many films. I always like the 80s look, but I feel bad for someone like yourself because you don't have 80s cameras. So right. You get too much sharpness on it, and there's nothing you can do about it just because the cameras are so much better now that they don't have that 80s look. But I let it go. That's just me watching way too many films.
No, I totally agree with that. That's definitely something that I was thinking about. And I think, I don't know if I succeeded, but I tried to even like blur a little bit so that it didn't have that. So that when it does, you cut to present day, which is 2017, is when it's set, the movie's set, it looks more just like of the time.
It does. No, you're perfect. I'm just having fun. when you're writing, do you have an origin story in your head all the time? Or sometimes you go, I'm going to write the end first? Or do you write the beginning? Do you write the middle? How do you get handled out of your head?
It's so, I mean, yeah, it's different, like, with each project. With Handled, and I'm sure it might be kind of obvious, but I actually came up with the idea right around the time of the Weinstein, you know, when that all broke in 2017. And honestly, in this case, it just started with an image in my head. I just saw these three women looking at a guy that they had accidentally kidnapped in their trunk. And then ironically, I actually didn't even wind up having that shot in the film. But it just started with this idea of, the initial idea started more with actual, like dealing with more like, a coworker who's like physically more like kind of harasses. And my co-producers actually to give her, you know, credit, she actually was the one who was like, oh, maybe if you did it a more like nuanced thing, like with discrimination, it could be a little more, just more nuanced. And I totally agree. And
okay. Without ruining the end, where did you get that idea from? Cause it's kind of different.
Well, oh yeah, sorry to, without, are you talking about with the, like the prankster?
Yes, the very end of the film. Yes.
Well, actually, and I should have mentioned this probably also earlier, all of my shorts that I have on my YouTube channel and on the website, they're all interconnected, meaning characters from this movie have appeared in other things or will appear in future things. So actually that, I think we're talking about the same thing. That character you're talking about with the mat, with the,
mm-hmm. the mask. That's exactly the character.
He's in a previous short where he does a similar thing with a different outcome. But well, it's,
let's get the name out there. So people are listening to this, like, at least check it out.
Oh yeah. I did this series called Woman Unknown, three shorts. And then it's part of kind of a bigger series. It started with Man Unknown, Dylan Tries to Die, Abby Gets Able, and then Woman Unknown parts 1, 2, and 3. And in one of the parts, you see that character from the end of Handled.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask a strange question, but you're going to have to. Do you shoot your shorts out of order? So meaning you shot a scene for Handled, the scene I'm talking about, at a different time, and then added it in.
Yes, but because when this character pops up in the other thing, it's a different date. It's a different time of day.
Oh, okay.
It's totally different. I am now though playing with the idea of having things actually kind of cross at the same time. But at the time I appreciate what Marvel has done. And again, I mean, not that this is, you know, I make no budget films, so it's in no way trying to like compare, but I always thought like, oh, it'd be cool to kind of see more, I don't know how to say, like just real life kind of stories with that same kind of concept of kind of crossing, you know, characters crossing into other things. I mean, it's not new. I know, you know, there's a Tarantino verse, you know, there's M. Night Shyamalan, I think, kind of did something similar.
Hang on. You can have your own universe. There could be the Vinny universe. We got to push this.
Or the Garage Fire. Yeah,
the Garage Fire universe. What? Might as well. Like, you're a filmmaker. Have your universe.
Yeah. It's just, it makes it fun for me. You know, okay. You know what else? It's for people who, I think that's the thing. I try to make stuff where you hopefully can enjoy just the short. But if you like all my other stuff and you watch the other stuff, you'll maybe get something a little more out of it. Really.
That's fair. Makes sense. Okay, so you spend no money. You have a very nice apartment. You actually have two of them, but the other one could be a house. So help me out. Is the apartment an apartment or the apartment a house? Is it the same house that you go to the party for?
So actually, all of the – yeah, there's two apartments. There's an apartment, a condo, and a house. None of those are mine.
Okay.
Those are from favors from people who were in the cast and just friends. The apartment that the three women have is my co-producer's good friend's apartment. And they were kind enough to let us use their space. And two of the other ones were the house was another character's house. And then the apartment was another character's apartment.
Okay. Office location.
That was a friend. And he plays an extra. There's like a little mini office kind of scene when you see them walking down the hall.
Yeah.
One of those guys, he works in that building. And he's cool enough to just, you know, he asked his boss, obviously, but they let me. And I always try to be really quick when it comes to like that kind of a, you know, when you're really asking somebody for a favor.
Now, you know, I'm going to have to address the tapestry. That thing is pretty hideous. I can say that out before anybody gets mad at me. Where did you find it?
Well, this sounds ridiculous what I'm going to say, but the tapestry also is connected to the universe. It's not mentioned in the way that it's handled. But there's a previous short deleting. It's another like dark comedy where it kind of pops up. And ironically, when I was filming Deleting, that was a couple years ago, my friend had that. Because I remember seeing something on either nofilmschool.com or some tutorial where they were like, try to avoid like blank walls. And so I was like, oh, this is like a weird looking thing. So I put it up. We were done filming and I didn't shoot Handled until like almost 2.5 years later. And so I had to find... I feel like a psycho. I took an image from the film. I did a reverse Google search to find the exact tapestry. And then I just bought it
to use in this. Where did you buy it?
It's insane.
Amazon?
It's insane. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Amazon sells ugly tapestries. So now I know where to find this exact one.
Yeah. It's definitely ugly. But now I own it. So if it wants to come back, you know, if it shows up somewhere else, you know, which I probably will not to make it worth the... purchase, but
I found your cast was very diverse and very good for a short. I didn't feel they felt amateurish in any way. So did you pick them for acting experience or they're all new?
Yeah. At the time, yes, I didn't know any of them, and I found them all via backstage, or I think one of them might have, cause I had done a casting call through my website. And one or two of them might have actually done it through the website, but yeah, basically I didn't know any of them prior to filming, with the exception of the character Todd. He's actually a comedian, Alex Giampapa. He's a funny dude. And I did know him, personally.
Yeah, he definitely has a good pace for his speeches. Like he seems to know what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
If that makes sense. So maybe it's a little stand up there. Like he has definitely nice pace, which you don't see. How much fun was it writing the car trunk scene?
It was actually more fun the scene right before when he's like picking them up and that whole, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You mean that, or when he's driving?
No, when he's picking them up.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it was fun to write. It was actually a happy accident. The shot of when you can kind of see the character's name is Audrey. It's Lanisha Edmonds as the actress. The face with the mime face kind of in the background. And they're all great. They're great actors.
Now, is there any significance to the purple house? Or just happens to be in the shot?
It's supposed to be there. Like, it's like a kind of a townhouse apartment type thing. And it's supposed to be where they live. It's supposed to be like just an establishing shot. Oh, and okay. I should mention, by the way, the driver is from another short. Okay, and it's connected in that there's a horror film that takes place later that night. And if you watch, it's called Man Unknown. And if you, so Handled is, takes place the same day, Halloween 2017, but it's earlier in the day. And then that driver, played by Billy Branigan, who's an incredible actor, that's another short.
I think you're going to need to release a timeline to help people out when each one takes place and what order to watch them in.
Oh, I did. If you go to my YouTube channel, under playlists, there's one called Garage Fire Universe, and it's just literally all of the shorts in like story chronological order.
Okay, so I know where to start next time instead of randomly just picking one that looked cool. Okay. How is shooting in a car? Do you like shooting in cars?
I like it. I like it because it adds production value, but I don't love doing it the way that I do it, which is basically just sitting in the passenger seat with no seatbelt and filming. Like, so yes and no, I guess.
Okay. Now each character at one point has a costume, including Todd. Is there significance? Obviously Todd, I understand his costume. The mime has a costume. Is there a reason? Did you decide each one has to have a certain costume, or that's just costumes they owned?
No. It was very purposeful because it was supposed to be hopefully, you know, kind of subtle, symbolic. Aruna's character's costume is obviously Rosie the Riveter. You know, sort of symbolizing like empowerment. Mare, played by Mary Herbert's costume, is a Salem witch and kind of like representing like the persecution of women. And then Audrey, played by Lanisha Edwards, is a mime, which is kind of like the silencing of women. So it's all kind of, you know, again, but it's hopefully under the surface. It's not supposed to be like there's no dialogue where like they say that or something, but,
I think the woman, the mime, does talk about her character a bit more. You seem to write some lines to kind of hint at that, because there is two shots that you take at her, like other characters do at her, which I'm not going to mention because I think they're quite funny.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, and the line that the driver says to her is also...
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's more kind of a setup to it, like a joke later.
Okay. I got no more questions under short. I apologize. But I do have three fun questions for you, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, your favorite film, because it's your first time on the show.
Oh, man, you're going to have to cut a long pause out of this.
well, I'm not going to cut it. I usually
don't. Oh, okay. Interviews. Oh, my God. Do you mind if I – can I just look at something real quick?
Of course you can. Well, give me my second question while you're thinking. Your favorite film genre?
It really depends on my mood. I guess I would say comedy. You know, comedy is probably my favorite. And then like crime drama, probably the second, and then horror.
Okay, I'm going to move on to my third question while you're looking up the first question. Name one place in Boston that everybody should go to when they visit.
I'm sorry. You know, it's been, I haven't left my home in like 18 months.
So. I can believe that. I'm totally good with that. Is it? Don't come.
Yeah. Maybe don't come right now. I'm just trying to think. Sorry. And I'm thinking about your first question. One of my favorite movies, it's really hard for me to just pick one. One of my favorite movies is Primal Fear.
Oh, great film. Absolutely so underrated by people.
Yeah. Incredible. I mean, I remember being like, my dad showed it to me when I was probably a little too young. And I loved that ending. It was just so good. Ed Norton, I mean, you know. I know this is Breakout Role. At the time, I had seen other Ed Norton films, and my dad was like, "Oh, you gotta."
Oh, I agree. I saw Primal Fear very. I should have seen it earlier than I did. I saw it after I knew Ed Norton was, but that film blew me away.
Yeah, and right there, it's like that kind of that drama court, you know, crime kind of thing. That's my shit.
Okay. Do you want to go back to the Boston visiting question, or are you going to go with don't visit?
Yeah, I would say for right now, maybe don't visit.
Fair enough. Before we let you go, pimp your stuff out, please.
Oh, yeah. You can follow me at Vinnie Pagano, VINNIEPAGANO. And that's on Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter, I'm also at Garage Fire Films, and the website is garagefirefilms.com. And I'm also Vinnie Pagano on YouTube. And I also do some like parodies and some, you know, just kind of like more sketch kind of silly stuff on there too, on the YouTube
channel. Awesome. Thank you for your time and have a great evening.
Thank you.